This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of pandemic, more boosters are clearly on the way. Today, a CDC panel recommended third doses of Pfizer or Moderna for everybody over the age of 18 who'd gotten the first two one-shot J&J people. They've been eligible for a while. Also, kids 5 to 11 are lining up for their shots, which means local pharmacies are real, real busy. And that gets us to this. CVS said this week it's going to turn more of its stores into destinations for healthcare services like vaccines and screening tests, even as it closes hundreds of branches where traditional sales have declined. Walgreens is investing in more primary care clinics at its stores, too. And one of the things that's become clear during this pandemic is the promise of retail locations in meeting everyday health needs that we have. Also, though, made clear some of the challenges, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
When Alex Maki booked her flu shot recently, the local Walgreens in Sarasota, Florida, seemed like the best choice.
Trying to get in to see a doctor is a huge challenge.
But when she showed up, the pharmacy corner was overwhelmed. Technicians were working the drive-through COVID test window while answering phones, while collecting prescriptions.
The tech I talked to just had a lot going on.
CVS has been on a hiring spree, adding 25,000 new roles in September. But the pipeline isn't getting bigger fast enough, says Veronica Vernon, a professor of pharmacy practice at Butler University. Enrollment in pharmacy programs has dropped over the last decade, and there's increasing competition for staff from mail operations like Amazon, where it's often less stressful than in public-facing jobs.
It's been challenging to find folks to fill these roles. They don't want to have to be answering phones all day or dealing with insurance all day.
Expanding healthcare services will only mean more of that kind of work, says health management professor Robert Field at Drexel University, which is a Marketplace funder. Pharmacies will need more capacity for billing, managing medical records, and just more private space.
I think people are not going to be comfortable dressing down and putting on a gown while other people are shopping for their Tylenol and toothpaste.
There should be room to shrink those Tylenol and toothpaste displays, though, as more people buy those products online. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.